lawmakers in hostile territory. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. House Speaker Mike Johnson leading a delegation at Columbia University, where it's day seven of a pro-Palestinian protest that has spread to other campuses around the country at times, including pro-Hamas and anti-Israel rhetoric.
The madness has to stop.
Johnson just out of a meeting with Jewish students who told lawmakers they've been threatened, intimidated, spat on, and seen swastikas painted on campus.
To every Jewish student listening to us, no matter where you are around the country, you have my word. The U.S. House of Representatives will do everything in our power to ensure that you are safe, you can freely practice your faith, and you can go to school just like everybody else.
New York Congressman Mike Lawler telling protesters,
I want Palestinians to be free, too, from their oppressor, Hamas. And every single one of you students that support Hamas are an absolute abomination. It is shameful.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden believes that free speech, debate, and non-discrimination on college campuses are important.
But, you know, protests must be peaceful. You know, students must be safe. When we see violent rhetoric, we have to call that out.
They're not offering an opinion on calls for the Columbia president to resign. Earlier, the president signing a $95 billion foreign aid bill, then picking up another union endorsement.
Because of you, in 2024, we're going to make Donald Trump a loser again.
At a conference for building trades unions, a group that includes the Teamsters, which has not made an endorsement yet. Russia has just vetoed a UN Security Council resolution calling on all nations to prevent a nuclear arms race in space. That resolution, sponsored by the U.S. and Japan, also called for agreement on the need to verify compliance with a 1967 treaty banning weapons of mass destruction in space. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments over Idaho's strict abortion ban and a possible conflict with a federal law on emergency care.
Opponents to Idaho's tough abortion law say it means women who may lose their reproductive organs or go through another health emergency have to be airlifted out of state to get an abortion. But the federal law, the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act, says federally funded hospitals have to provide stabilizing care to patients. Justice Sonia Sotomayor questioning if the Idaho law overrides the federal law.
Idaho says, sorry, no abortion here.
Idaho's Attorney General Raul Labrador.
Idaho's law and EMTALA are consistent. They both seek to protect the lives of women and their unborn children.
Doctors face 5 years in prison if they violate Idaho's law.
Fox's Jill Nato. Tomorrow, the high court hears former President Trump's claims of immunity from federal prosecution. Today, the former president has been posting criticism of President Biden over efforts to ban TikTok, which was part of the package signed by the president today.
The company has 9 months to either be spun off from its Chinese ownership or it could be blocked on app stores.
Fox's Mark Meredith, the TikTok CEO, says they're not going anywhere, that the Constitution is on their side, and that they've invested millions to keep U.S. data safe and the platform free from outside manipulation. Concerns also remain in Congress.
Lawmakers from both parties have raised concerns about the First Amendment principles at stake with this and whether or not it could give the government too much power to limit other businesses in the future. Still, it appears to have won over former President Trump. Trump says he does not support the efforts to ban TikTok. It's a reversal from his past position.
A legal challenge is expected. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow dropping about 43 points, the S&P up a point, the NASDAQ up 16. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.